Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. Today is Monday, and our date is the 6th of December 2010. Getting close to the end of the year here. So let's do some emotional clearing for those people out there that may have had some rock and rolling during the weekend here, possibly. Maybe you felt some of the timelines crashing that I've been doing here. They're pretty continuous now. And the timeline crashings are for the Earth spirit to get more of its integrity back. And you may start to feel it down here as these timelines are crashed for that purpose. This is why we have on the website the timeline crashings for you, so you can input a situation that you're dealing with. And that way it'll make you feel better also. So sometimes when the Earth's timelines are being crashed, then the Earth gets back into spiritual integrity from those timelines. This is why you're probably feeling your body rock and rolling a little bit. So let's do an emotional clearing here. So I'll count to five. Think of a situation maybe. And we'll see if we can get you back into balance. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do one for your body now. Let's do one for the physical body. I don't normally do this here, but we'll do one for the body so the body can feel a little more secure. Because remember, it doesn't necessarily understand what's happening to it when it feels like it's being bounced around in different places. So this would be a physical body security clearing. So here we go, and I'll count to 10 to do that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And we'll do a clearing now for your body. And this may also be emotionally for you. This will be a clearing for fear. So we'll take away some of your fears. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And we'll do a clearing for hope. And this is also on the website for your whole lifetime. A hope clearing. Here we go. So think of a situation or just experience the energy of hope coming to you. You might want to think of something that maybe has caused you maybe problems and you feel hopeless. So here we go. So one, now count to 10, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh boy, it's like some fears coming in. Okay, do fear again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And we'll do one now for courage. This is also on the website. And here we go. One, two, boy. Oh man, heavy clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And we'll do one now for, we'll just bring in some peace energy here. No, in fact, what I'll do first, instead of peace, we're going to bring in an energy to clear away depression. So here we go. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And there's always the anxiety here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And let's just now bring in the peace. So I'll bring up the light beam on your monitor screen if you like. It's a little ways down on the scroll bar, maybe almost maybe a couple of inches, we'll say inch and a half, 2 inches down beneath the blinking flower. Here we go. So stronger. This is peace energy, which is source energy coming to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And let's do a clearing also. Let's just bring in some energy of gold for everybody. This is the gold energy. It'll come in through the light beam, too. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on here. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. Thank you so much for those samples, doing fear, hope, courage, all the things I heard there. Depression clearing and anxiety. And like you mentioned already, these clearings are all online. I'm pretty sure all of them are. The anxiety clearing, I think it's called extreme anxiety or something. But anyway, if you're interested, go to the website and look them up. They're on creationlightship.com, and up top at the website there's a book that you click on, and that is a list of all the online healings that are on the website. And if there's something that's not online, you may email Ron, and that's creationlightship@yahoo.com. So we do take callers today. If you want to call in, if you have questions or anything that you're noticing right now, as Ron mentioned, we're crashing a lot of timelines, and that is the latest clearing that is just coming up, so we can cover a little bit on that. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And I also want to mention that you have something that goes really, really well with these timeline crashings. There's two things mentioned that works in conjunction with that, and one of them is starting again this weekend, and that is the intensive 8-hour calls. And you also have a monthly 4-hour conference call coming up this Saturday, and that is all for ascension preparation and that sort of thing. So Sunday, December 12, 19, and December 26. And then, like I mentioned, Saturday's call is this December 11th. So, Ron, would you like to maybe describe a little bit, what are you actually doing on those calls?
Well, the Sunday calls are mainly to get rid of the invisible, energetic, alien life forms that are living inside of you. And they can cause all kinds of problems. We just sent out an email today with three wonderful testimonials from people, which kind of describe what they felt. But basically, when you get rid of one of these energetic life forms, and there's a lot of them inside of us, there's different types, different species that live with us. Once you start getting them released, you feel better. And the very nice thing is that once you're on the particular telephone conference call, you're on the light ship for that next week. So if you happen to come on the call this coming Saturday, which will be our Ascension call, which is 4 hours in length, starting at 1 o'clock Pacific, then if you're on all the calls, you're going to be on the light ship until the final Sunday and a week after that. So, and you're in quarantine, and they keep working with you. Many people have said, yeah, I felt the light ship during or after the Sunday 8-hour call, and I said, yeah, that's correct, because you are on the light ship in quarantine as they start to put you back together again. So the 8-hour calls are very similar to what we're doing on the alien timeline crashings, which is what I would recommend getting on if you wish to have better health, because your physical problems, illnesses, A lot of times they're either caused by these aliens. Also, you can go on the website and clear out the poison, the waste products in the carcass removals that, you know, they leave behind as these energies are with you. So that's also, I believe, on the left-hand side of the website under alien attack removal. It'll say poisons, waste, and carcass removal. And we do that basic clearing also on the eight-hour calls. So it's a very intensive call, we'll call it. It's for body rejuvenation. And you will more than likely feel a change with you. For some people, it's taken away a lot of their stuff. They can typically maybe walk better, feel better, maybe some of the internal pains that they could have had for their whole lifetime. Maybe they have a problem walking, and all of a sudden that gets repaired, because we're also doing physical healings on the light ship for 8 hours too. So the price is $200, and it's for 28 hours of healing. And it starts this coming Saturday. A four-hour call, then Sunday is at 10 o'clock Pacific time. And the call is all healing. And we do special water energetic charging, putting light codes into you. We probably do maybe three glasses of water. We do skin misting water, makes your skin feel better. We do silver water, which will allow you to have healing water that you actually drink during that hour. We do emotional water, and we can do some water with different colored frequencies in it. But the whole thing is, this is dedicated to making you feel better and to have better health. So it's up to you to, you know, wish to come on if you're interested in having a wonderful time. If you have someone living with you, a husband or a wife, then they're half price. And children under 18 living at home, and also your pets and animals are free. So please come on.
Yeah, and maybe I can mention, too, that if you can't be on for the 8 hours, because it's been me many times, I can't actually be on Sundays or Saturdays, and you really don't have to. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing if you can be, because you are aware of everything that is going on, because you're, you know, hearing what Ron is doing. But if you can't, it's totally fine to be absentee as well. So just wanted to mention that.
And you can also have your friends, if you want to have them come on too, just pay for them and they can come on also. You know, we all know that people have resistance to new things as the dark side's implants go off. They don't understand what maybe you're doing, so you can just pay for them too. If you have a person that may be having a health issue and you feel compelled to help them, then this is what you can do. Just pay for them, and they'll come up on the call as an absentee person, like many people do, and you may see some benefits from that in their, you know, physical response to these healings.
Yeah, so, and if I was to just intersect that clearing you were mentioning, the clearings under alien attack removals are really, really wonderful, and just wanted to mention that again, that that's the one that you were mentioning, the poisons, waste, and carcass removal. And I have to say, because I do that one too, but having you work on it, Ron, on the 8 hours is just such a treat, such a treat. So I just wanted to say that too. So Ron, Marie R. is asking if there's anything we can do for a sciatic nerve.
Yeah, we'll put some energy there right now, see what we can do for that here. So here we go. Let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And for you, Marie, we're going to go back to the age of 12 and release some energy there at 12. That's what I'm picking up for you. For everybody else, we'll just do a clearing to see if we can release the energies that could be causing a problem there. So age 12 for Marie, so here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll start doing some clearing and healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, you might want to get up and walk around and just see how you're feeling. And let's do another clearing here. Let's do one for our muscles, okay? So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, hopefully that will help you. Let's work with what I'm picking up possibly is maybe ligaments, cartilage. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, just see how you're doing and just see how your body's responding. You might want to move a little bit. Like I said, walk around, see if it feels better. So back to you, Annika. Maybe we could talk about the new timeline crashing page. It's just been updated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was done late last night. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fantastic, this new clearing called Timeline Crashing. And I can just kind of cover a little bit and while you guys are feeling the clearing that Ron just did. You can actually, when you click, when you come on there, everything is actually clicked. And you can, so everything could be going on at once. You could clear all the different things that are in the timeline crash at the same time, or you can choose to do one thing at a time. So first you want to put in your name and choose a timeline, like a number for the timelines you're doing, and that could be good to keep you kind of on track on how many you're doing or whatever, which one you're doing following another. So you would enter the issue that you're dealing with or a location or an event to be cleared. And that tends to be, I mean, a timeline tends to be more linked to something emotional, something that becomes emotional. So let's say you have a physical issue that's going on. It could also become something emotional. It could actually cause issues between you and your spouse. Let's say you are always feeling tired or you have this back problem or something, and your spouse then becomes annoyed because you can't get out of bed as easily and do things and that sort of thing. And then you might both be added onto that timeline. So that's what I mean, even though it might actually be stemming from something physical, it could also be an emotional timeline. So let me just read up here what it actually covers. So it covers contracts and energy pool between underground worldwide governments and underground alien races for abduction and joint experimentation on the human race. Number two, alien abduction programs from deep inner Earth aliens for abductions of humans, and in parentheses, they're not involving worldwide governments. And it also covers off-planet alien abduction destinations. So basically those three up top is two of them being from the deep inner Earth, one involving the worldwide governments in the underground and the other one not, but just the inner Earth aliens. And then we also have the third part there, which is for the alien abduction that is off-planet. You can click to for the timeline to crash past, present, and future. And then as you go below there, there's a lot of different things that this crash is actually going to do. It covers a lot. So basically the timeline crash. Step two is the intersection combined timelines. Step three is satellite transmission disconnection. Step four is satellites generating external tracking program removal. And step five is alien planet disconnection. Step six, alien life form darkness to light clearing. So that is actually to get them to be able to come to the light. And if they do not, then we have step seven, which is alien race termination. But they always get that option first to come to the light. And step eight is alien clone Earth body termination. Step nine, alien mind body programming removal. Step 10, alien implants and body objects removal. Step 11, external programs controlling alien implants removal. And step 12, alien repeating pattern removal. And that relates to patterns in clothing, carpets, fabrics, etc. Aliens can place implant info into the patterns in order to take you into timelines. And then you have spirit body retrieval, physical body retrieval, and physical body repair. And after that, spirit body integration. Optional after that is alien god timeline removal, and then another spirit body integration. Now, Ron, those ones are $20 for a week, which sounds like a really good deal. You can do it for $60 a month, and I know you can get a lot done when you do that. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about what can actually be done in this timeline and what might be harder to do, or what do you have to add, Ron?
Well, the timelines, we have done many, many, many samples of them on the BBS calls, and everybody normally responds to it as feeling their body changing. And the timelines are what you abducted to from the aliens. The aliens take you on a timeline, and then you live a life there. So if you're kind of tired of being a multidimensional being, so to speak, and not being responsible, aware of what you're doing, where you are, not aware of bringing back issues from a timeline that interact with this lifetime here, which could also be a physical problem that could be vital to your health that you got on that timeline and was brought back here. It could also be alien entities that body hop from timeline to timeline because they want to sightsee. Many, many things. So this clearing is a very, very good clearing. What I'm going to do is, for those who have signed up on the clearing, probably up to this coming Wednesday, so I think I'm adding one more clearing to it. So if you have signed up on it, please send me an email, and I'll probably give you a special code. So the ones that have signed up early on it, like when we first launched it, I think on maybe Wednesday, I'm going to give you a free week clearing because now it has more information on it. So you early birds that got on it when we were still in the process of finding more stuff to add, I'll give you an extra week free. So that'll be great. Don't think that what you haven't done didn't help you, because I'm sure that it has immensely, but now you're going to be able to go a little deeper. And that's great. So definitely send me an email. Just send it to creationlightship at yahoo.com and put in the subject box maybe just timeline clearing. And for those of you who have signed up, then just send me that, and I'll get a code for you that will work for one free week clearing for you. I'll have to figure out how that's going to work. If you signed up for maybe the month, then you have an extra week on that too. So what you're really doing when you get on this clearing, you might think that it's only for you, and the people that have been on it are actually helping all of humanity here, because whoever is on that timeline along with you, which should be a whole lot of people, as they're abducted on it just like you are, being unconscious that you're not here, they're getting taken off of that also. And so you're really helping humanity. So if you really want to help humanity, this is the way that you can do that. People always ask me, what can I do to help? And, you know, the churches would tell you to pray for everybody, but you know what that, you know, got everybody into here. So this is the way that you can help everybody else just by doing timeline clearings. Like I said, if everybody on this planet got onto this website and did a timeline clearing, you know, I'm sure that we would have no more aliens here. So that's what I would say. So for the early birds, I'll give you 1 week extra. So if you sign up between, like, you know, between now and, say, in case you had planned to do it, between now and Wednesday, I'll give you one extra free week for the clearing on it. So back to you, Annika.
So we got great comments here. New Timeline has great stuff. And Stephanie's saying, couldn't you think of a more substantial clearing? And, yes, it is incredible, very substantial. So, yeah, thank you for those great comments. So some people are asking also, can we put a relationship with another person that is bad on a timeline clearing or on the page?
Well, it'll clear whoever you put on there. So just pay for a clearing for that person. And, you know, how many timelines do you want to clear for them? You know, it will help them because, you know, if you're in a relationship with them, it'll take away the stuff. Maybe you could be on timelines with them having an awful experience, more awful than what you're having here, okay? And so that's being brought into your current relationship here. So, yes, if you do have a person that you're having a situation with, man, by all means put them on there, because it'll help them to have a better life. And this is why anybody can go onto the timeline. Just pay for the person and put them on there. I have some people who you know, are doing like four screens at a time on this clearing. So you could put four people on it that way, as long as they're, you know, paid for separately, and just keep doing it, you know. The more you get them off timelines, the more they're less abducted, and the problem here is alien abduction. You have no more alien abductions, and you're going to be here. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And that's the clones that inhabit you. Inhabit your space, I should say. And so once you get those released, then you can become more conscious of life here, living life. And everybody knows that some days you kind of blank out. You know, every day, you know, you wake up, you do something, and you look back upon it, and you think, gee, where'd the time go? Well, maybe you weren't here. That's where it went. You know, you're out in the Beyondo someplace, probably being experimented with by the aliens. You know, I don't want to sound too negative, but that's fact. So once you really know what's going on and you start catching a clue of it, especially for the people who've been on the eight-hour calls on Sundays, you know what you're dealing with because you feel better. And even though it might sound kind of weird to you that aliens are living inside of you, alien life forms, you know once they're released, you know, you feel better. And that's the whole thing here, you know. How good do you feel? Do you feel great, or do you just feel like, well, I don't know, you know, another day is going to be bad for me or something, or I got this problem in my body and I can't seem to get rid of it? Well, that could be the reason, because you're out on an alien timeline. Maybe you're being scared to death on an alien timeline. And so you're dealing with, you know, a problem of feeling hopelessness. Or maybe you're being tortured. Maybe you're in fear. Maybe you're in a lot of anxiety. Like I said, just check out, you know, all the alien movies out there. They're not really too pleasant. you know, for the average person, they may just look at it and think, oh, this is just a sci-fi story line, and they're just inventing this stuff because, you know, it's something that they can, you know, talk about and write about, and we can see, well, a lot of that stuff is 100% real. So, do your alien timeline crashing. And like I said, we've been doing this since the middle of September, and I've been doing that for a long time, okay? And these timelines are here to help you. So, and also probably way before that too, but actively that's when they really started. So back to you.
Yes. So when that person who's in a relationship, maybe that person who was asking, Learn is asking, maybe to put that relationship on there and just say whatever the issue is in the relationship could work, right, as a clearing for helping that relationship.
No, it has to be, well, it's not, it will help you in the relationship.
Yeah.
It won't help the other person.
Unless they are on that timeline.
If they're on the timeline, it's going to help you emotionally, but it won't repair any of their emotional stuff. This is why you want to have a person doing it themselves on there so they get full benefit of the clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you get taken off of a timeline doesn't mean that you're going to be whole and complete, you know, in your life, and you still will have some of that emotional stuff. This clearing is designed to help take away those situations. That's why we have on there the a physical body implant removal, the programming removal. Mm-hmm. So if you just put yourself down, the relationship, that could be, you know, it'll work with you for a relationship, but then you just want to write down a problem that you're having as an emotional problem, not the relationship. The relationship could go into a million different directions. That will not work. It's one specific entry. So, you know, it won't work with the word relationship. It has to be like, I'm having a problem with this, okay?
Mm-hmm. And so, for instance, if somebody has a problem with jellyfish, that you can't put that on there.
That would not be a location or an event. No, it will not. This is emotional situations.
Yep.
Not jellyfish, not anything else. If you wish to have your dog cleared from a timeline, then put your dog's name down, and that will help the dog get released from timelines, okay? And if your dog is afraid of going outside, you can put that down, you know, as a condition for your dog, okay? So your dog's name would go up in the entry box, and then you put down my dog, you know, fear of going outside. That's an emotional problem, okay? That's an issue. This is designed for issues, you know? And, you know, if you have a situation like with your left shoulder, then put that down. I have a left shoulder problem. And that is also a physical condition, but that may be created by a timeline, okay? Because that problem with your shoulder will turn into an emotional situation, which probably caused it to begin with. So you could put an emotional event or a physical event because they're pretty similar.
So let's say, what is a good clearing for ulcerative colitis removal, is Ma asking.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. But could you do that on a timeline?
It's a physical condition. Yes, I would guess you could probably do that. I don't see why not, because it's going to find you on the timeline or timelines that the aliens could be causing this problem for you. So I would say that would be one way that you could look at this here, because it would more than likely work for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is still going to turn into an emotion, okay? Now, your problem that you're dealing with, your physical condition, is causing an emotion in you, okay? So if you find the emotion, maybe the emotion is causing you to have a problem with healing. This is why this is mainly designed for, you know, emotional stuff. Remember, emotions cause physical problems. So this is designed to get you away from the emotions on the timelines that are causing your physical conditions, because the aliens live off of your emotional traumas. They didn't live off of emotions then this clearing would probably not even be needed because they're doing all they can on these timelines to torture you, just like you're doing here. So by clearing your emotional situations, which is an issue, then it could also help you heal. The clearing maybe won't help you heal this year unless they're actually giving you some kind of poison or something causing your physical condition, because you're being stressed out and tortured and they're getting that energy from you. You have to realize what this clearing is for. The first thing is your special issue, and that is emotional, okay? So you're not ever going to get healed if you don't get rid of the emotions from your physical attachment to the problem, okay, to the condition that you're dealing with. So that's what people do, is they will maybe think good thoughts about themselves, and those good thoughts could start to heal them because you're getting into another mindset, but the mindset that started it is still going to be there. This is why we have the emotional clearing on the website, to get rid of the emotions in this lifetime. But this deals with the emotional energies, in a sense, that the aliens are projecting onto you because they want you to live in the emotional realm so they can suffer, take away your suffering and get the energy from that. They want to give you the suffering. They don't want to take it away, But they're dealing with that energy of an emotional content. So this is all energies that the aliens are doing to you, and it also goes into pain. And these timelines can bring back pain into this timeline. So I hope I cleared that up a little bit. So the emotions are what you want to heal first. Now you could, go into it as a physical thing. Maybe you're being tortured on 50 timelines, okay? And that torture is coming back here and causing it inside of your body. Well, why are they torturing you up there? Because they're living off of your emotions and pain. So get off the timeline. So you first want to get off the timeline and look and see how you're being tortured emotionally. This is the way you enter into this clearing, is through the special issue that you're dealing with, okay? And it should be emotional. I'd say, probably 99% of the time, put in the emotional one. But you could do the physical problem too, but what's that causing in you, okay? If you have a physical problem, that goes right into an emotion. Let's say that you're limping. Well, if you're okay limping and there's no pain, then you should feel good about yourself, okay? But if you don't feel good about yourself, then that's the emotional issue. You want to clear that out of you first. So the whole thing is, the emotions will start to heal your physical problems in your body. And this clearing is, since the aliens want to live off of your emotional stuff, this clearing is designed for that. This is like a emotional clearing for the timelines that the aliens are abducting you onto, where they're getting all the mileage they possibly can out of you in these timelines. And along with crashing the timeline, you're also having a healing for everyone else on it, because they're being bounced off that timeline too. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so yes, Freedom is saying we put in emotional problems, physical conditions, locations, and events. Yes, that's right. And Al is asking, what about a dream time situation? Or say I have a bad dream with a lot of fear. Could I put that in as an issue, let's say, in the timeline crash?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't see why not, because that would be an issue.
Yes.
So the issue is a bad dream. Maybe you're being tortured. Maybe you wake up and maybe in the dream they're throwing you into a barbecue pit or something, and you go, wow, I'm getting myself burned. And maybe even come back here with a sunburn, That can happen too, because that energy will transfer. So you just put the condition in, which is emotional, and that would be like fear to me, but you might want to, if you know what it is, in the dream, because they're going to live off of your dreams. They're going to recycle that dream, okay? So once they find that dream that torments you, these aliens are going to sell them to other aliens, and they're going to say, wow, this is great. This alien energy here that we're buying from humans to get rid of, to get their emotions to give us energy, it works, and we're going to buy that. And now we're going to put this person into many, many dreams like this. You may not even be conscious of it, but you could be running the same dream hundreds of times out there because it works. You may only get it one or two times down here, but you wonder why you're in fear. Okay? So that might be food for thought for everybody. Just because you have one dream, let's say you had one dream a week. Well, you're really probably having more than that on those timelines because you're living a life there. You're sleeping there. Okay? Remember, where do you go when you're not here when you're sleeping? You're up there living, sleeping. Okay? Just that you're not bringing back that recall. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so Anne is asking, where is the clearing? So I'll go over that again. So it's good to mention for you who just got on here. So if you go to creationlightship.com, there's a list of all our online healings up top on the left. It looks like a book, and you click on that, and you go and you can write in timeline crash, and that should come up there. So that's how you see it. And Freedom is asking, so what should we deal with low self-esteem before? And, you know, a lot of the time we do get questions, or I find, you know, it's always a question of what to do first. And I think it's just very personal. And, you know, I find it's something for, can be different for anyone. And wouldn't you say, Ron, like we have to consult our own spirit about that?
Yeah, that's true, because everybody has a lot of stuff happening. And if you really want to know, start asking your friends. Say, what do you find that you don't like about me? Okay? You know, they will tell you. You know, they will give you the clue of what you need to know. What are you afraid of? You know, what situations do you have emotionally? You know, are you afraid to walk underneath a ladder? You know, are you afraid of, you know, getting too wet when it rains out? These are all emotional things. Remember, whatever you are dealing with, and even positive things emotionally, they will live on that too. The aliens live off of emotional energy. It doesn't matter if it's positive or negative. So put that into the timeline. Get yourself off of those timelines. Maybe you're listening to the program here and you say, man, I have no problems in my life. I'm always happy. Then put all of your things that you're happy about emotionally, okay, because they are living off that emotion from you. And it will affect your body at some point. But so mainly, most people know about the negative things.
Yeah.
And that's where we live, you know. You wake up, a bill comes in the mail or something, or somebody gives you the oneness sign on the freeway when you're driving because you cut them off, you know, and you get upset or something. You know, it's their fault, not yours. Somebody wants to do something against your free will and you get upset. Anything that upsets you, that's an emotion. Put that in there because the aliens will be living off of that. And they may say, oh, man, we found a new one. You know, this person, you know, has a situation here, and we know what it is now, and now we're going to sell that to another, you know, 100 aliens out there. And all of a sudden, now you're dealing with that on your sleep time, dream time at night. And remember, you could still be listening to this program and being on a timeline. So definitely, you know, get on that clearing. And the more of these timelines you clear out, I'd recommend doing the 20 timelines per issue and see how you feel after that one particular issue. Just don't go on there and put one timeline, just do one of them for one issue. Do 20 of them and see how your body feels afterwards. And if you say, yeah, it helped a little, then do another 20. But each time you get off that same timeline with an issue, you're going to have your body feeling better, and you're going to feel better and become more peaceful. So the bottom line is, once you clear it, you're going to feel peaceful for an individual issue.
So, Ron, how does laughter and joy affect the dark side is another question, and I wanted to kind of mention that since you were mentioning about the positive stuff too.
Well, you're emitting energy, okay? So when you emit energy, you leak energy, they live off that leaking energy. It's the same thing. How does it affect them? All they want is energy. So that's the way it works.
Okay. So, you know, when somebody has an issue and, you know, they might have a sample online here, but after the sample, they find that other issues are going on, or the pain moves to another spot, or, you know, something comes up where they got bit by a horse a long time ago and then they had blood drawn there, so lots going on in that area, and then the foot starts acting up, and then there's depression. What's that really telling us? What could you tell that? I mean, I know you have an audio sample about why we do not heal and how one thing is leading on to another, possibly, but what can we say to help when that's going on, like a lot of things are going on for someone?
Okay, the audio issues on the top of the website and the drop-down box is this green there. Just drop it down and you can go into that and listen to, you know, problems that, you know, with healing. So what's going on is that you're having one emotional situation after another, and each emotional situation can block the healing. So you have to unwind all that stuff. You have to get out of those particular emotional situations. And if you mentioned about things moving in your body, that's why we have the 8-hour conference call, to get rid of these critters. If you wish to attempt it yourself, it won't be as lengthy, and you probably will not be dedicated to do that many hours of healing, but it's still available. It's $30 for the month, and it's under alien attack removal. And you can go in there and select different critters and do the healing there too. But most people actually do both. They get on the 8-hour calls and do that one also. So that's another option for you. But like I said, it's dedication. And how dedicated are you to having your body feel better? Most people are not in touch with their body, so this could go over your head. You know, you may just be interested in just having a little quick fix. But the main thing is that when you have the longer healing for the 8-hour calls, they're getting so much more done. Plus, you're on the light ship for a whole month, and that's not available to you on the $30 a month clearing. But that one will work. That's helped a lot of people. So I will say that, you know, that's why it's up on the website, especially those who get tormented at night, having aliens come and visit them in their rooms. You can put up the light beam on your monitor screen for 8 hours and have that relief. So a lot of things are there, but if things are moving inside of your body and you feel things move, then you have an alien critter in you, number one. And naturally, everything builds upon itself as far as physical stuff. So whatever happened to you, what you have now has a history behind it of how things interacted with you, different emotional situations, and now the big whammy hit you, and now you have a physical condition. So you have to unwind, get rid of all of those past things, and that could go into many, many years ago before you were even born, which would be your past genetic past lives. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so just wanted to briefly mention again that the 8-hour calls are starting this Sunday, so it's December 12th, 19th, and December 26th, and we also have Saturday, December 11th, and you also do conference calls 3 times a week that Ron is doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So just wanted to mention that, and it's all on the website. Go to creationlightship.com, and you can contact Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. If somebody mentions here, I did a lot of drugs and hardly feel emotional, happy or sad, have aliens given up on me? What would you say, Ron?
No, I doubt that. They're probably living in you, because they're still probably using your spirit energy. It's possible you could have a shapeshifter in you, but that's a whole different venue. If your eyes are black, looking no light, then yeah, you probably lost your spirit by doing that. So you have to look at yourself in a mirror and see how you look.
All right.
The aliens made you take those drugs, so that's how it works.
Yep.
They're here to do that. They're here to cause you problems. I think we had a beep. Somebody
it
out there?
It sounded, yeah. Hello.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Annika. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
So, yes, I've been doing the timeline crashes, and the way it's been helping me is that I was able to see that this person, he went to church and he had this lower God entity in him, and this lower God entity was sending me rejection. And then I saw, and I saw that they had put him in a parallel planet. And then I saw again, and I saw that he had a cologne planet that was sending me a love energy. So what I'm saying is that the cologne was sending me a love energy, but the God, lower God energy that was possessing his consciousness was sending me a rejection energy. So the love and rejection energy was trying to give me a complex. So, a conflict. So I asked the God energy to go to the light, and I think he went to the light. And then I asked the cologne energy to, if he wanted to go to the light, I think he went to the light. And that was the end of my anxiety that they were trying to give to me. Then I asked this other person, do you want to come back to your body? And I think he's coming, came back, and he's pretty much in part of his body right now.
Well, that's good. Great.
Uh-huh. So.
Great. Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay, that's all I had, so that it's working for me.
Well,
that's
good.
Wonderful.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you, Larry. So,
okay,
Stephanie.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Stephanie was asking again here, just wanted to clarify a little bit, what if something makes me happy? Should I try not to be, or is it basically happiness without peace that's bad, like over the top, or, you know, how can they live off that? She didn't get it, so she just wanted you to clarify.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's just talk about gasoline, okay? So is gasoline good? Well, you put it in your car, unless you have a diesel car, okay, or electric car, but mainly you probably have gas in your car. So is gas good? Well, typically you'd say yes, okay? Is gas good if they pour it on top of you and light a match to it? Well, probably not. Now, looking at that aspect, how do you rate gas? Is gas good or bad? Okay? So the aliens, they don't care how the energy leaves you, okay? Whether you laugh about something that goes out as an energy, or whether you're traumatized in fear, crying, or whatever, that's energy too. They're both energies. Okay, it's not that one energy is, say, a white energy, if you want to put it in duality, and the other one is black. They're both energies, okay? And so energy is energy, and the aliens live off the energy. And that's probably the best way that I could describe that. You should really, and when you get into duality, then normally that duality, whatever you're in, will have to balance you because you want to seek a balance. Your body always wants to seek a balance, so it will draw to it the opposite of that, like a pendulum moving back and forth. And when you get into the very center, then that's peace. So just think of a pendulum moving back and forth, and eventually, if it moves long enough, it won't move at all. And you want to be in that non-movement of peace energy. Do you go through the peace energy? Yeah, you could go through it. And then you may go through the emotional roller coaster, up and down. And that's what it is. So the aliens live off of energy. How do they get energy from us? Through our emotions, as we leak energy out to them, okay? And that's what they live on. So they set you up with parallel lifetimes on these, you know, special timelines that they create for you as they abduct you onto these here, alien abduction. This timeline is about alien abduction. And from that aspect, as you get those timelines released, you feel better. So our show's coming to an end. We have our conference call coming up here. Don't want to run over too much here, so I'll just say thank you, Annika, for coming on.
Thank you, Ron.
So blessings to everybody, and like I said, if you sign up between now and Wednesday for that timeline crashing and the ones that were early birds on it, since we just created more clearings on it for you, got to start it off with 6, and now we have 16, you're going to be able to have 1 week free, and I'll get that to you once I get the email and I figure out how to do that. So thank you, everybody. And remember, you're clearing humanity out along with yourself. So thank you.
Thank
blessings.
You.
See you later.
Bye.
Next show is Wednesday.